Morning, Dr. Frank.
Hello, Chris. Good to hear you. I was delighted to hear that you gave a plug for Sundials on your show yesterday, and I'm your mystery guest today, coming along as chairman of the British Sundial Society. Now, if you Google British Sundial Society, you will find out lots of information about Sundials on our website, but I gather that you're something of a Sundial enthusiast yourself already, so you will know that the good thing about Sundials is that they're a splendid mixture of the art and science, and you have to get the geometry right, otherwise the things won't tell the right time, and you have to get the art right to make them look good. So a nice sundial is a feast to the eye, even when the sun isn't shining. And then when the sun comes out, it's utter magic. You get this added dimension, time itself. But even that's not just more than the start, because an upmarket sundial, like an upmarket smartphone, comes with lots of apps. For example, there is a famous 17th century sundial here in Cambridge at Queen's College, which is replete with apps. It will tell you the time of day, the time of sunrise, the length of day, and it even tells you the current star sign. So, for example, last week on Tuesday, it showed that the sun entered the sign of a ram, that's Aries, and that marks the spring equinox. Now, that's very important because it marks the run-up to Easter. The definition of Easter is it's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. Now, if you go out at sunset this evening, you'll see the moon is just coming up to half moon. Now, a week on Friday, Good Friday, it will be full moon. 2 days later, it will be Easter. Now, you see, I've already mentioned art, science, astronomy, astrology, and religion. But sundials give a clue to a good deal of history besides, especially the history of time. Now, until the British education system was destroyed by educational theorists, everyone knew that the Battle of Hastings was in 1066. But what they never told you was how time was reckoned in those days. Now, if you went up to someone in the middle of the day and asked them the time, you wouldn't be told it was 12 o'clock. You will be told something like, it's around the middle of the end of the sixth hour. And that's because in those days, they didn't reckon time as being 12 hours, noon to midnight, midnight back to noon. Instead, they reckoned time as being 12 hours from sunrise to sunset. So halfway through was indeed the end of the sixth hour. But of course, the interesting thing about that kind of time is that the hours were longer in summer, because there's plenty of daylight in summer, summer coming up, of course, and the hours were short in winter, and so in latitude of Cambridge, for example, is over a factor of two between an hour in summer and an hour in winter. And 2 years ago, I designed a sundial for college, Newnham College in Cambridge, which indicates this kind of time, and it's truly fascinating to watch the shadow go across the face of this sundial, because in the depths of winter, when we have short hours, it almost races across the face of the dial, and in summer, in the height of summer, it goes along at a really leisurely pace at half the speed. All this happens quite automatically, no moving parts involved at all, except for the Earth itself. Have you got a sundial of your own, by the way?
I inherited one once.
Once? And what have you done with it?
Well, I left it where it was because I thought it was quite a nice thing to do. So whoever was the incumbent in the house also became the curator of the dial.
Ah, well, that's a nice thing to know. And I hope it was a nice fixed dial and it was all pointed in the right direction, and had the little spiky thing called the gnomon pointing directly at the pole star, which is what it's supposed to do.
It was perfectly set up, and it was also copper, so it was beautifully oxidized as well.
Oh, yes, that goes a very nice sheen. Of course, sundials are made of large numbers of different materials. Most of my sundials are made of stone, but it's perfectly good making them out of phosphor bronze, sheet metal, they're painted on walls. Any number of different ways of doing sundials.
All right, Dr. Frank King, thanks so much for being on our programme.
Thank you.